Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Here's the thing. Corey Feldman,
you didn't do it all. Corey Haim did it all. You say you didn't get butt fucked by producers. That would involve all of it.
Sounds like you stopped before you got in the deep end.
Yeah, you did some.
You didn't swim with Feldman, the sharks.
You did some, dude. You did some. It sounds like Haim did it all.
Haimster ran the gauntlet.
Yeah, you did some. You did a little bit. I'll tell you what, I'd apologize to his face just to smell his dick once, dude. He has really dunked it in some goodies.
This song is something else, dunked, man.
Feldog dunked it into some real goodies. I bet he was good at chatting a chick up when he was young.
Oh,
he was so confident, dude. He was so confident
that he would get. Absolutely.
He'd be a guy standing in the corner, and while she's talking, she was like, yes, I'm thinking about going to college. He'd be like, when I get these moves, then I gotta do them for a second so I can memorize them. So you can't write it down. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Hey, you mind watching me and letting me know if my right foot raises? She goes, your left foot. I wasn't asking about my left foot. My right foot.
Pop and pip, and then I do a Michael, and then I do a Jackson head thing,
and I move around.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty cool. So anyway, I want to get into acting and stuff. He goes, you play the bass?
We had it all.
Zip, pop, do. Laughed at everything. Zip, pop, pop, do. Can you follow me? Follow my lead. We did it all. Parties and stuff. Zap.
Yeah.
Oof. Ow.
And he's like, I grew up with Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson couldn't have a more damning documentary come out about him. It's impossible. And I'll tell you, it hasn't slowed down his posthumous career one iota. There's a musical coming out.
Yeah.
The Broadway show coming out.
What?
Yeah.
Having that conversation with you?
With you. With you. That's... I think weird to me. It just didn't he's able to walk through that. I guess he's not walking through it. He's not alive. Maybe that's what they're saying. There's no defense. So
yeah.
You can't just take his word for it when we started this big ass production. You know what I mean? But
dude,
Michael
get ready
Jackson
for the
music
Woody.
Comes on. Michael Jackson music all over SiriusXM. SiriusXM plays Michael Jackson constantly. Yeah.
Imagine Woody Allen once he dies and they do that biop where he's like, you can't get me from beyond the grave, so I guess it should be known that I diddled a lot of little kids. Oh, they tasted so nice.
That's so tender when they're young like veal.
You die, and then they can just...
He's got a movie coming out. Woody Allen does have a movie coming out.
Damn.
He does, right? He's got something coming out this year, I think. It's the first movie in years, they said. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look it up, Christine. I forget what it's called, but yeah, he's got one coming out.
Epstein should have squirreled some money away, and then when he killed himself, had it 10 years later where he'll buy a library wing, and then they're like, hey, what can you do? The guy's dead. You can't get in trouble.
I said this on Skanks today, but it's funny. The person who keeps coming up every, the Maxwell trial thing I read, when they're talking about celebrities who got named, Chris Tucker's in there a hilarious amount.
Really?
He's in every one I see, though, is this Chris Tucker, too. I'm like, Chris
Come
Tucker?
Come on, man. Like, he's like, you know these kids.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Dude.
I think this goes 12, man.
Who do you think is that went to Epstein Island that is just right now their name's not out there and they're like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I don't know how many. Like, I bet most of the names are out there. But, yeah, unless you're just the most forgettable person. However, Dan, forget even the people that are named. I'm not saying Chris Tucker or anything, but he did anything. That was almost my point. There's got to be also people that came to that island for simple, like, business deals who didn't want to fuck 12-year-olds. Do you know what I mean?
I'm here to talk about futures, not children.
So it had to happen. That's what I'm saying. Some of those people in that list, like, again, I'm not picking up just for him, but I'm just saying he's a great example of someone, like, you don't know that necessarily. Like, Trump has always had, like, model, like, girlfriends and wives and shit and done the thing. But it's never a thing with underage in his world, but he's on the zip. But, like, I don't know if Trump really is a guy, like, just because he's a piece of shit or whatever doesn't mean he necessarily fucks children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's on that ledger, but everyone's going to right away go, of course he was going there to fuck 13-year-old kids. He goes, well, I mean, like, these guys are business dudes. It might have just been the fucking... By the way, maybe not fuck, like, but if he's also appeasing Trump, it's like maybe they were fucking 25-year-olds that week, you know what I mean? Or hot 21-year-old, whatever the fuck it may be. Do you know what I'm saying? But, like, everyone who's on that ledger, just, optics are bad.
Bad stuff, dude. Bad. If you even went there just to, like, maybe even buy the property, and you're like, I was just looking to buy. I wasn't fucking moving. Oh, man. God, yeah,
me,
damn.
Me and Woody Allen did an engagement at a Chinese daycare. Is that, should we have not gone there?
Should I not have gone there? Son of a bitch, dude. I didn't know he wasn't allowed at theme parks. How was I supposed to know that?
Who's going to hold my hand? Who's going to hold my hand during the Wonder Woman Wheel of Time ride?
The Joker coaster is very scary.
So far, this is it, Rifkin's Festival. That's the new Woody Allen movie coming out.
With Gina, is that Gina Gershon? What's her name? Oh,
God, it is Gina Gershon. Dude, Woody Allen movies. I mean, everything from the posters to the trailers let me already know I'm not going to enjoy anything about
it. Hit this trailer. Let's see. He's like, what if I told you that shirtless kids love hugs? And you're like, wow, he's just leading with it.
Oh, I bet he ain't putting himself in this one. He ain't putting himself in this one at all. No chance.
Damn, dude. Oh, will the new Matrix be good?
We're going to find out in a few hours.
Damn.
Christine doesn't have a problem with the new Sex and the City. Everyone seems to hate it.
Yeah, you like it, Christine?
I do like it. I think they made a bold choice.
What was the bold choice? Can you tell it? Is it a spoiler?
I can. It's a total spoiler, so I'll say spoiler alert. But in the
say spoiler choice, alert. Christine.
Say
in
spoiler
the first
alert.
Episode, they kill Big, which is pretty bold.
Big tell Sir them guy. Where.
It's set
oh, on a Peloton.
Yeah, he's on a Peloton bike and he falls off and he starts having a heart attack in the shower and like drops his phone. And then Carrie comes running in and sees him and he ends up dying in her arms. It's a little dramatic.
Yeesh.
Well,
Dan, I'll tell you what.
Well, I was laughing at that because someone, for some reason on Instagram, you know how they show you the reels? Someone showed me like or on one of my reels, it was like a Peloton instructor and how they talk. And it's so fucking corny where they're like, you guys ready to ride? Because we're about to ride. Now let's go. So it's the fucking it's the rise and grind of exercise. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah,
and they
no,
all
I
look
possibly.
Corny. You guys ready? Because I got some hills ready to play. Now let's pump it up. Now let's
That's
fucking
just instructors
go,
in
bitches.
General, though.
Yeah, fitness
That's instructors in general, for
fucking
sure.
Hot bimbos.
Yeah,
hot
Big
bimbos.
Dies. I'll tell you what. With speaking of like falling off a Peloton, I didn't not that, but yesterday I fell downstairs.
What?
And I swear to you, my internal brain of what my age and body has now. It's the different every day. When I fell, I'm telling you, I went down a couple steps, probably two steps, like. Hit concrete, hands on the ground, the whole thing really spiked my knee kind of hard. And it hurt. Popped right back up, and it hurt for sure.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, fuck. But,
did you walk weird an hour later?
No. No, I'm like, fine. But that's the whole point I'm saying. Like, it's not so, but like, but when you go down now, that was something where you'd pop up from it and be like, just like, oh, I hope no one saw that. I was just kind of like, I hope I don't need help. It really is like, when's Lou? When's the last time you fell, DJ Lou? Like fell, ate shit.
It's been a while because I usually keep my feet, and also when I fall, I go pretty limp, like a pratfall.
That's not limp. Pratfall's not is not going limp. That's making a decision on where to fall.
No, but like, yeah, you know, when you're going down, you just give in to the fall, and you don't tense up so that you don't get hurt. So you go down like jelly.
Oh, I think that is sort of what saved my ass yesterday. When I was going, I wasn't afraid while falling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was just kind of like, oh, missed a step. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm going down.
No. And then you're like, oh, shit, dude. With the pop-up from falling is, your brain immediately is like, just get up, dude. Just get the fuck up.
Yeah, don't let these people see your weakness. Get up. You drag it over if you have to. That's fine. I don't need this leg.
Get up. Yeah, you're like in an action movie. You're like, get up, you son of a bitch. Get the fuck up.
God, Christine, lay this boring-ass Woody Allen trailer on me about a bunch of stories I won't give two shits about.
Some people fall in love. Some people fall out of love.
Oh, love is hard. Sometimes it's on an island.
All right. Actually, don't know.
You know what love's the worst? New York something.
I had to.
He always does this. He's always like, they go to Barcelona and then they fuck a lot and drink wine.
Wife to the San Sebastian Film Festival. She did the press for them.
Yes, for me. Oh my God, I love his look. He is so chic.
I only went because I couldn't shake the suspicion that she had a little crush on this movie
it's
director.
The dude.
Well, we put in quite a day today, huh?
You did. You were unbelievable.
I can't say I wasn't a little uncomfortable about Sue spending all day with Philippe.
I ran into Sue this morning. At first, I thought I was interrupting something until I realized it was your wife.
Since coming here, my mind started playing tricks on me.
Jews.
Now I'm beginning to question everything, what I want, who I am. Who in the world am I?
Pause this. This sucks.
How is it
it's
a comedy?
It's so boring.
It's like a comedy for your parents while the fire's Christ. Going.
Jacob's all in. Jacob's going to sleep outside for tickets. You know, you don't have to do that.
I don't know.
Jacob's like, oh, don't you understand, though? It's about love. It's about intrigue. It's about trust.
Yeah. This is like Jewish Lord of the Rings.
Stop. Will he throw the ring in? This is my Star Wars.
Oh, good. Yeah, keep playing it. Get back to this nonsense
bullshit.
Be
a fabulous bongo player. Isn't that exciting, Ward?
Not since Neil Armstrong walked onto the moon.
A drama.
Are you under any stress?
My marriage has been fraying.
Can I be frank? My marriage is causing me pain.
Sorry about this.
Sorry.
Who are you?
Just a friend.
I'll tell you what, though. Pause it. And this is for real. This is real talk right here. And that is a lot of people are starting to turn, I bet, in Hollywood on Woody Allen because he would get actors like pining over them. Now he's working with his lead is the neighbor from the Cosby Show and the other chick from Showgirls.
His lead, Jesse. His lead is the bad guy from Princess Bride.
The bad guy from Princess Bride, yeah, exactly. And Steven Seagal's love interest in Out for Justice.
Inconceivable! You can't leave your husband for a hot Italian man. It just doesn't make sense. You didn't. You just blew the second. You blew the second biggest rule of Jewish filmmaking. You made the girl I'm with too hot, and now everyone doubts it.
Yeah, dude, his pickings is down.
Do you understand that when you're in Italy with your wife, sometimes you get cucked by a hot Italian director?
Yeah.
Because that's what this whole movie's about.
Javier Bardem also he's gettable. He's every movie he's in that's big, it's a foreign movie. No one gives a shit.
Well, dude, No Country for Old Men.
He comes from places. His accent comes from a place where you could fuck children. It's fine.
Oh, he's actually Jay. He is from the Canary Islands.
And yeah, there you go. It's a lawless society.
He's married to Penelope Cruz. So.
Yes. Yeah, and that was his stepdaughter.
Damn,
You heard it here first.
I didn't know that. Yep. I learned a lot today. I learned a whole lot today.
Honest to God, don't even fact check it, dude. Just write it down and move forward with your life. I realized how much I've done that in my life, how much I've locked onto a fact that was unproven and just lived it my whole life. One the other day, do you know the guy that's running from the car in the Radiohead Karma Police video isn't the one-armed man from Twin Peaks?
What?
I always thought it was the exact same guy.
You know,
did you really? Did you really think that was?
No, I didn't know that.
Here's something I learned. I just said it. I told everybody that.
A fact that I believed my whole life, that my dad loved me. And I'm just realizing now, might not have been true.
Comes to find out. Oh, my God.
Turns out his love was in the bottom of a bottle.
Oh, I think the last minute of this trailer is really just going to pick it up, and it's going to show us where the funny comes.
He goes, what do you mean there's a bomb in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and I have to decide?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
He goes, Gershon's...
Gershon could probably get Steven Seagal out of retirement, so yeah, I think this could work.
Starring. The voiceover guy drops in the second one where he's like, starring Steven Seagal.
What do you mean? We have 30 seconds to disarm this bomb or we all die?
I'll disarm this bomb. You want me to disarm this bomb?
You thinking I'm going to disarm this bomb?
Yeah, he goes, the thing about disarming bombs is, you know, is disarm the bomb.
He goes, hey, Woody, can I ask you a question about this script? Why do we have to all fuck a kid in this thing?
Go, keep playing it. What a romance.
It's a leap. I just felt like a woman again, full of passion and lust.
I think we should lay all of our cards on the table.
How many cards do you have?
What's it all about? Is this everything that there is, or is there more?
The answers are not always what you want to hear.
My shrink says I'm attracted to women who will hurt me. Have you been sleeping with Philippe?
Never. Except once. Well, twice.
It's been a very enlightening experience. I've had a chance to look at my life over the last
this
few
is
weeks.
Fucking
that's what I'm saying. Like the idea of that, where it's like that. That was the person who edited this together. That was like the big hit that she goes, never. Or well, except twice. And they're like, oh, that's going to make people go, oh.
Oh, tawdry. Very tawdry.
Oh, Woody's going there.
Woody cannot be stopped. Hope you got a seatbelt. Put it on, because Woody's taking you there.
You heard it here first. He's a disgrace to Judaism, and I mean besides the molesting stuff.
Oh, damn, dude. Jay's kicking him out of the tribe.
He was a disgrace to Judaism before he banged his stepdaughter. I don't care. His movies blow.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Jake,
did they blow?
Jacob, you...
Oh, I thought...
No, I was saying his movies blow. I was waiting for a defense of some sort.
Oh, Jacob's itching his ass right now. He wants to talk about
Hannah. This doesn't look interesting to me. And I've told you, I like his movies before. But like his very first few movies, I think you'd love
them. No, you said you're a Hannah and her sister's head.
Dude, I had to watch.
No, I did Vicky. Not.
You said you did too. You said you watched every year on Flag Day. You told me that.
Hannah and her sister's day, as you call it. You love it. God, you love it.
You love it so much. Hannah and her sister's day. You mark it on your calendar, and then you Google calendar, share it with us. So we know what Hannah and her sister's day is.
Whoever I was dating when Vicky Barcelona came out, I got talked into seeing that, and I had to act
interested. Oh, my Christ.
And I was like, oh, yeah, oh, fucking A, huh? This is a pretty fucking crazy situation, guy. I went full lying Canadian. Oh, yeah, huh? I bet they don't know about that, you know?
I took a girl to see A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves, and I was so bored and shoveling so much popcorn in my mouth at once that I started I started choking and coughing out pop. It was a coughing scene fit I had in the middle of a very quiet love movie. I had to leave, go out in the other, like, and get some water from the fountain.
You came back in with watery eyes, but not the emotional kind. I almost faced death kind.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, so that got pretty nuts.
Yes, the almost face death kind.
Yeah.
That is the kind I mean.
I saw the end. Anyways, what's going on with Neo? That's how you sit back down? What's up with Neo?
So, hey.
Oh, fuck, I almost died.
Jacob, what are you going to do for Christmas? Go see the new Spider-Man movie?
We had tickets, but then My nephew got COVID, and then all his friends got COVID, so we bailed.
But not you yet.
You don't have COVID yet? No, I don't.
Even after you molested your nephew?
Even after that.
Wow. I guess you kept it all behind him instead of going mouth to mouth. You don't even look him in the eyes, you piece of shit.
You motherfucker, dude. You don't even know.
How dare you? You just broke him. Oh, if I had an uncle molest me, they better look me right in the eyes. Yeah. You better. Break me down.
I want you to ooh and ah with me.
Make me love it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you that I broke down. I haven't talked about this yet, but I broke down and got Discovery Plus.
Okay.
Streaming service, because we watched the trailer about the new pedophile hunter thing where it's the girl doing it. There's a female posing as a young girl to do it. And they're catching them, I guess, a little more police involvement and stuff.
Out of the gates. Now, let me ask you, because it's on Discovery Plus and it's not YouTube, how much better is the production?
Significantly better production. What I will say, though, results-wise, seems relatively on par with the YouTube, I guess we'll call them amateurs now. But what I will say is what the YouTube people are able to accomplish in a night or two of going back and forth with somebody, it is taking this girl several weeks and weeks of interactions with guys while they multiple times just masturbate and finish in front of her on FaceTime. And she just has to sit there. It's crazy, too.
Yeah. Just her sitting there watching.
By the way, she'll sit there and they show her watching. And then, like, another girl, like, part of the team is in there, like, holding her hand the whole time. Like, she's squeezing her hand hard. She's like, oh, my God. She goes, dude, watching someone you're not sexually attracted with. She's like, okay, so that was super hot. And then she, like, well, you know, say, all right, hit me up tomorrow. All right, bye. And click it off. And she'll be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're like, I don't think you have to do this. I don't think you have to go that far with it.
volunteering to watch someone masturbate in order for like a setup is there's
no, it's not volunteering. It's not volunteering. These guys will just call and be like, look what I'm doing. And
no, but I'm
like,
saying her volunteering herself to be like, I'll be it, you know, and then sit there and watch and just watching a guy that you have zero interest in just being like, oh, yeah, is this what you fucking need? Is this what you fucking want?
It's also the point, too. It's also the point, too.
She's
putting her,
like, thanks.
She's putting herself in so much, like, thing. Exactly. Like, you're right. Like, to just put herself in the... And then, again, isn't all the crime for that, though, becomes, like, intent at that point, right? Because it's, like, a whatever. She's, like, 30-something or whatever. Have you watched it, DJ Lou?
Nah. I don't.
Just do you have Discovery Plus?
I don't have Discovery
What's up? I can't hear what you're saying. You don't think pedophile hunting is a good thing? You think pedophiles should be left alone to their own devices? Okay.
That's a weird take.
Well, look.
It's a free country, man.
You wonder if this girl's in Jersey? But this show does show them taking them down for sure. It's like, and by the way, the ones they're showing are really like, these guys like, you know, they have the blurred voice too. Now they go like, it's crazy too because I'm around kids all the time. And she's like, why? She's like, why? What do you do? He goes, well, you're not teacher.
Yeah, like, it's pretty nuts. Like, but I don't find most of them attractive. I just wish most of them would get their arithmetic down. You know, math is a pretty important life skill.
But because there's like a team downstairs, like kind of monitoring all of this, what's crazy is like you show like the people. It's like a war room for anything because she'll have the guy on the line. So she goes, oh, my God, that's crazy. So like you've been able to like hook up with students and stuff. And he's like, no, I would never do anything to one of my students. And you see like everyone like in the room behind her going like, oh, okay, good. Ooh, near miss, everybody. Ooh, we thought we had another whole thing going on, you know, but the whole show is them going through all of this crazy shit and finding clues and little pieces. Well, that's cool. Like, what kind of car do you drive? My dad drives to this. And he's like, I drive a white car. And then they're like, all right, we have white car. Okay. White car.
Let's put it
together. It sounds like he said he lives near outside T-neck. White car outside T-neck. Okay. What else do we have?
Find him. Yes.
Sometimes I like to wear blue hats.
You know, I could just give you my full name if you want to come by my house. She's like, no, that's probably too much.
I swear to you, they're like, so after 3 weeks of digging and testing, Jeffrey is his real name. He did give us his real name right up front. Like the guy's like, yeah, no, I'll tell you everything. You know, I'm a kid. I'm pretty psyched about it.
I'm pretty nuts about it, dude. I'll just come right to your house if you want me to. This is gonna be nuts.
You want me to kill your family? I live fast and loose.
Dude, honestly, I give zero fucks, and I'm trying to bang you. So, you want to know my name or? Fuck, dude. I'll send over my social right now.
Yo, for real, so I give zero fucks.
Yeah. Dude, I'm pretty fucking
fast. I almost spit out White Claw. That made me laugh so hard. Yeah. All right, first, really, I give zero fucks. So I mean, jot this all down.
I'm a pedophile, dude. I live fast and loose. What's up? Where do you live?
Do you think when they're playing this on TV, they're putting one of those things on my voice? Because, like, it's not necessary.
Oh, my God, but that would be really cool. Wait, hold on. Just in case you're, like, a snitch or a cop, can I just say to you, like, the city is yours. All right. Yeah, that's cool. They did the whole Bane thing.
Because I always wanted to do this. It puts this lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. Did I do it? Probably sound just like him, didn't I?
Oh, my God. I mean, definitely send me that picture of your underage pussy, but also, like, do you want to play a game? Yeah, that probably does sound just like him, huh?
Yeah, she goes, I know you're 16. Shit, I was hoping you were 14. But anyway, I'll take your 16-year-old pussy.
Hey, man, if you get a peach and it's bruised, you don't throw it back. Whatever. You're 16, I can rock and roll.
Do I sound like Sam Elliott right now? I can't tell how I sound.
Watch this. Hey, mijo, I like your style. All right, that's pretty cool.
He goes, it's weird because I don't really have a deep voice. I'm more nasally and Jewish, as you can hear right now.
What you're hearing is a high-pitched squeal. What they're hearing is, have they caught anybody on the show?
Yes. Yeah. They show like news reports, like a local teacher was saying, no, they're taking them down. I think it's like a legit operation for sure. It's just she's doing too much. You can get these people with much less.
You think you could come in and, like, bar rescue her pedophile hunt?
Well, I'll tell you what, they, yeah, I definitely
could streamline it.
I go, we can get much more people much quicker for sure.
You come in and you go, what is this? This is shit. You're watching him jerk off five times. Watch him jerk off once. Then you got the evidence. What are you doing, you fucking weirdo?
But also what it does, Dan, is it adds production. It adds production like drama to the show. So that's what's kind of interesting. Because they do that now, it's like, he goes, yeah, I'm driving around. I'm waiting outside of a grade school right now. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it's like goes to what would be a commercial if there's commercials on it.
Yeah.
And then it comes back. It's like, I'm outside of a school. Da-da-da-da. And he goes, picking up my daughter. And it's just yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Like, but they do that. The YouTubes don't have those divides. They just walk right up from the get-go and they go, you're a creepy weirdo, huh? Like,
yeah, they
right,
go, what's wrong? They just start poking them. They're like, hey, leave it alone, dude. You're like, look at you, you weirdo.
Yeah, I look and they go, this is good. This is good. I got caught. I needed this.
Thank you for stopping the ride.
You guys are my best friends, and I appreciate you not calling the police. Oh, here come the police guys. You're going to be cool, right?
Yeah.
This guy tried to fuck a child. Bro. Dude, not cool.
I thought we was lovers, not enemies. God damn it.
But this lady, do you have a peek at an episode or something, Christine, of it? I mean, the guy whacking off in front of her, and she just sits there with a face on. She's like, it's great. It's cool.
It's pretty cool. I like your form. You really fucking tug it, don't you?
And she'll never, ever, ever be honest enough, but I know for a fact, if some guy pulls out like a heavy pipe on one of those videos, in their mind she goes, this disgusting piece of shit needs to be in jail. It's a fucking fat dick though, huh?
Yeah, my God.
For
dude,
sure.
What a fucking,
for sure Jesus. It goes through her mind. That's, remember we had that argument? Have I said that on the show before? I go, if you were doing autopsies on a dead and the hottest naked girl show on your table, even when you go, all right, I'm going to be making the first insertion. Those are fucking, wow, those titties, though, huh? Dude, all right, I'm going to make the first insertion
how many,
right here.
Yeah. How many times you've done that with the bump of an elbow to your coworker? You go, look at her puss, dude.
Look at this girl's pussy, dude. I bet that was nice when it wasn't ice cold.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I mean, this hammer blows to the head. You can still look down below the neck.
Yeah, right? I mean, throw a bag over it. Do your thing.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Scoop those brains out and get after it. Anyways, I can't leave you alone with a body after I made that joke. Anyways,
yeah, sorry.
I can't, in good conscience, I can't leave you alone with that dead body.
I can't
body.
Leave you alone.
But you get it. You get what I'm saying.
But, yeah, for sure. That's why I don't watch Naked and Afraid ever. They don't acknowledge the naked enough. Doesn't mean enough.
They really don't. They just kind of act like it's normal.
Yeah, that's what I hate about it. I wouldn't be out of there. I go, she goes, oh my God, like, can we fish for 5 seconds without you having a raging hard cock? I was like, well, I'm going to ask you to help me all day with it.
God, you're so fucking mean.
This fucking sucks. Oh, this is it? Yeah.
It's called Undercover Underage. Is that the name of the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's Hello, weird. Everyone. Welcome
Hi,
to ID
how are
Conversations.
You doing? What's up, dude? Let's have a conversation. From Scary Bodies.
Sorry, I thought that was a clip. It's somebody talking about it.
They're breaking it down.
Whole thing.
Does she pretend she's 11?
No, that's somebody else, I think. No, maybe it's her. She
does. Oh, wait, Undercover Underage is that one. Is that the blonde one where she dyes her hair blonde?
No, Undercover Underage is that's the show. Oh, yeah, she does different characters. And by the way, she immerses herself in the cast. She loves doing the characters, and then she goes to get, like, visually FaceTime molested by them. She goes, there's no, that's what I'm saying about all the work, dude. She does this. She goes, they have to really memorize it, too. He goes, okay, did we say her favorite thing was horses or windmills? I fucking forget, because this is Cassie. This isn't Lulu. It's so fucking unnecessary to have all this going.
She goes, bad news.
Instead,
bad news
fucking,
for the pet. Go ahead.
No, an Egyptian guy pulls this off in 5 minutes while he's waiting for a fucking Wendy's drive through. He's like, hey, I'm a 15-year-old kid. Anybody want to fuck me? And everyone's like, yeah!
Whoa, dude, that
goes,
bad news
is... Do you
want to
meet
is...
up right now? Do you want to meet up right now? Absolutely I do.
Guy's a little bummed. We got the charges on a lot of those pedophiles were dropped. Good news is I have a tape for SNL of all of my characters. So I mean, I'll be submitting Lulu. I'll be submitting Little Julie.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, Jacob?
What's up, Jacob?
You'd love this lady too, Jacob. You'd find her hot. I mean, as an adult. Adult her. That's the other problem too, is she's an adult and she keeps doing these things. So she's in pigtails and she goes, oh, the guy wants a picture of my legs, he says, because he keeps asking for underwear. So I told him I'll do legs. But it's her legs and her panties in the picture. And she's a pretty hot mother of three. And it's like, oh, you bitch. Like,
yeah.
You're sending him an illegal age hot picture.
Well, I don't know if I should bring this up.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Dan.
You're a decoy?
Something. No. I mean, about, like, you know, autopsies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, I was always
big
into,
confession.
I was,
yeah, dude.
No, no,
are you going to drag this out for 13 minutes and have a Sopranos funny. Ending?
Yeah, dude. Just go to black. What happened, goes, Jacob?
So then I completely lost my mind and I took the knife and.
You know, I was always into Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always, in a fascinating story, I always thought Bonnie Parker was very attractive. If you see the pictures of her, mm-hmm. And if you know their story, like when they were shot, apparently it was crazy. Like, I think Clyde Barrow was shot like 40 times, and I think they said Bonnie Parker was shot like 25 times.
Yeah, dude, she and fucking then, took some bullets, took it to the fucking.
It
dome.
Was a, it was a mad scene. Like there was no. There was no police. After they got shot, people just came up like a, like it was a, like they just went up and started cutting off pieces of their hair, taking pictures with them, weird. Taking pieces of the car. There was no, you know, cordoning off the area. And anyway, they took them because there was no autopsies back then. They just took them to, I think it was a taxidermy office in town. Or or the local morgue. And
Jacob, did you rape a stuffed Bonnie?
No, I'm just saying. My point, getting to all this, is, you know, there are pictures of them dead on the slab, and if you can extrapolate, like, yes, she's bullet ridden. But if you can picture her the body alive, I mean. Mm-hmm. Pretty hot, but not, you know, like, I don't care about that.
I get what you're saying.
I'm gonna follow this road a little bit longer and just ask you a question. Did you jerk off your autopsy photo?
Absolutely not. Never.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it confirms.
I understand.
You gotta look past the bullet holes in her head and then her.
I absolutely understand what you're saying.
Sure.
Her breasts and all that. It's just
Jacob. Say
it's a horrific.
It's absolutely fine, dude. It would have been fine. I would have looked at a naked Pamela Anderson on the slab, but she got stabbed 150 times when she was younger. If it was
I don't get off on a
massacre scene, I'd be like, oh, there's that pussy in person. What?
If that's all you have, like, I don't think it's hot that she's dead. Quite the opposite.
Well, I didn't think so until you said it.
I wish I hadn't brought this up.
Oh, she did have a nice titty, dude. You're right.
Oh, God. But picture her alive is what I'm saying.
Why? She wouldn't fuck me alive. Boom.
Oh, hey. God.
Why picture her alive?
Yourself.
That's when she could say no. Am I right? Knuckle me up, Dan.
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Come on, dude.
Pang, pang.
Yo, dude.
Pang,
alpha
pang,
Phi Beta for life.
Yo, bro.
And they shot the shit out of them.
Yeah, they were pieces of
they
shit.
Didn't hit those, they didn't hit those titties, though.
No, they didn't.
I think Clyde Barrow. I don't know that Bonnie did any killing. Clyde did all of that.
But, no, they're both pieces of shit.
Christine, can you look up Bonnie's pussy, please? She's just getting this one side tit. It can't be the
it's
only.
It's not
pussy.
In there, Dan.
Can we get a full fappening?
Wait, I'm not done with these dead tits.
Only waist up.
Hang on.
Guys, come on, bud.
You don't know that for a fact. Thank you.
But they also have Dillinger on a slab. Like, they have pictures of him. It's crazy.
His wiener?
The amount of... I think his... Not sure if his wiener is on. They might have his wiener is like legendarily.
There she is.
Legendarily
there she
big.
There she is, dude. Bonnie, right there. when she was a topless dancer.
Oh, look at that. That's fun. That's a very good picture for how old it is.
Yeah, remember she was a topless dancer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She probably was. Yeah, no, I'd look at a dead, naked, anybody hot that I was famous, for sure. I'd probably look at a fucking dead, naked Kathy Bates, really, just to confirm.
Just be like, yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, look at that, Kathy Bates.
Hey.
She's nudity in a bunch of movies.
Hey.
So, Jake, you saw her boob in the autopsy photo and just were immediately attracted?
No. I wasn't attracted to it. I'm just saying, I remember pictures, you know, like her posing in real life when she was alive and thinking, oh, Bonnie was really pretty. But then, you know, the only picture you do have of her naked is...
Jacob, you're dancing around this thing, and the answer is yes. In fact, you did, and you liked her titty. You didn't jerk off to it, but you liked seeing her titty. It was a great titty. What?
You didn't imagine her alive and then get attracted. You saw the tit, and you were like, ooh.
No. I never knew about that until, like, just a few years ago. I didn't know there was an autopsy photo of the two of them until I read into it.
Jacob, there used to be all those like rotten.com things.
I'm not attracted
that would
to
show,
the
like,
autopsy photo.
Yeah, they would show like
you're
Al Capone.
Trying to make a joke now, and I knew it was going like, to go this way, but I will not into
Jacob,
the autopsy
Jacob,
photo. I'm just saying that.
I used to go on like rotten.com and those crazy when the internet was first going. You go on those crazy websites, and they used to have things like that. It would be like hot chick like hit by train, so her body's all over the place, and you'd still be like, damn, what a waste. That was a hot ass. You know what I mean?
Don't
it happens.
Searching. I don't go searching for it. She's
of course you don't.
Famous.
Of course you don't.
And I was just reading up on Bonnie and Clyde, like, you know, every once in a while I like to read about them.
Totally, dude.
And
sure.
The internet will just take you to weird places. I didn't
know.
And
your body starts
existed.
The body does what the body do.
Jacob, I had a friend growing up that ran a funeral parlor, and sometimes I'd find myself downstairs just on one of those dead corpses, just taking a nap, feeling comfortable, having my head on the chest of a man
it's
that's not
sexual.
My father.
Not
at all.
Nothing creeps me out more than anything dead, like dead people photos. But you know,
unless it's a hot chick.
No,
yeah,
not
unless she's got some
titties,
right, Jacob?
I'm just saying, whatever.
What
you want to get?
Whatever.
There's a picture of Tupac on the table. If you want to whack to that, Christine, why don't you airdrop that over to Jacob?
Why don't you send that to him?
With the show. Thank you.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I don't know where to take the show after
so the
that.
So the point...
Yeah, there you go,
there's
Christine.
No point. I don't know why I brought it up. Because Dan said something, made a joke about autopsy. I don't know anymore.
And you're like, I'm attracted to
autopsy. I said, are you talking about I said, I said in an autopsy, I said in an autopsy, if a girl came in that had an amazing body, even though you're looking at a dead body and doing your job... You're lying if it doesn't go through your mind in some capacity. This girl was built, dude. Something like there's some acknowledgement of her body.
I wouldn't be anywhere near an autopsy. I'm not cut out for any of that. I don't. That's why
Jacob,
I laugh
me either.
At the movies where the guy is so casual about doing an autopsy that they have a sandwich in their hand.
Of course.
It would totally freak me out. But, you know, this is what it is.
But for Bonnie, you'd put a little lime under your nose and you get in there and shove in your dead pussy. That's chill. That's cool,
it.
Dude.
Just giving you a little history. That's all.
I say write it on a piece of paper and put it in the mailbox for Santa and see what happens. You could definitely fuck Bonnie Parker now.
Yeah.
I wish
dig
we don't
her up,
go into the break with this.
I want to pour Marilyn Monroe's skeleton if that helps you.
Dude,
Jacob, I wish I could show you the guy. Do you know the other person? I only know one other person who's super into Bonnie and Clyde. Christine, can you bring up the guy from Love After Lockup? The Bonnie and Clyde of Love After Lockup? This is the only person I know, and his car has Bonnie and Clyde on it. Jacob, you don't watch the show, but you do still, Lou. You still watch it, Lou, right?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. You're talking about the fake Indian guy that cuts his hair at the end.
Of course. Yeah, he cut his hair off.
Did you hear rumors about the guys in the morgue when Marilyn Monroe came in? I heard rumors they did
that they paid people paid to go jack off to her.
Worse,
it's just old wives' tale. Old
to have sex
it's all it's
it
old wives'
be,
tale
yeah.
Shit. Jacob,
you don't
this,
think they
these
did
two,
it?
These
no,
two are
dude,
super
that guy
into Bonnie
loves
and
Bonnie and Clyde. Don't they call?
Oh,
themselves
show their pictures.
Bonnie
wait, there's their yeah, it's all over. Then go to his Bonnie and Clyde pictures, Christine. They were down there. There it is. Yeah. There they are. They're she doesn't look like Bonnie and Clyde. No, dude, you have to see her dead. It's different.
Yeah, dude, when they put her on that slab, it's way different, dude.
Look at them. God, she is so unappealing looking.
If this part, if we had taped this on a Thursday, I would have asked Lou to take this out. He never would have.
No.
Guess what? fresh out into the ears, dude. This
you
is
want to
ether.
Admit to the people
shut up,
that yeah, you're attracted dude. To dead shut people.
Dude, you're such a necro.
You're such a necro.
God,
not
dude,
at all.
Dude, you're the
Yo,
necro.
I didn't realize what a fucking
I'm
necro
only
you
into,
are.
Like, I only like live people.
I'm such a pyro.
All I'm ever hot for is live people.
Dan's a total klepto, and you're a fucking total narco, man. That's nuts.
Dude, I'm a klepto.
Or a necro.
A
necro. Necro, dude. Not a narco. Necro. You're such a necro.
At a funeral, I won't go near the casket.
No, it you'll probably want to suck its tit.
Yeah, dude, you want to climb in there and fucking bang it out.
Yeah, you're worried you're going to start feeling it up and make everybody uncomfortable. Yeah.
Dude, or as you call caskets,
oh, Aunt Rita.
Fuck toot.
Oh, you call Aunt Rita.
You call your caskets fuck tubes. You're like, hey, you guys want to lock me in? I'm going to get nasty.
The bitch didn't want it. Why was she laying down the whole time?
Oh, yeah? Why is that coffin so inviting?
What are you doing for Christmas Day, DJ Lou?
Oh God! Going to my sister's house, trying to avoid the Omicron.
Why? It won't come in there? Did they put lamb's blood on the door? How do you know it's not going there?
I think it is going there, but I'm going to try to distance myself. There's a lot of Trumpies at this event.
Oh, Christ. Oh,
they
God.
Don't believe in it. Right. But I do.
Jacob, for Christmas, what are you doing? Laughing at a Jesus statue? That's what I do.
You go, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I know. It hurt the whole time, too. You try to play it cool. Black Lou, what are you doing? A very white or a very black Christmas this year?
We were going to have a big Christmas, but now we're going to have a small Christmas. So it's mixed.
Yeah.
It's mixed. You had to pick a few whites, a few blacks. Interesting.
Just the immediate ones, yeah.
All right. I'd like to keep it black heavier, if I could, possibly, on that side. Few of the whites, more of the blacks. Let's get some good food this season. What do you say? Me? I couldn't even guess what me and Christine are giving each other or cooking or eating for Christmas.
It's your present.
Oh, great. Well, I have to wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow to go find out something expensive for Christine. Ooh, nice. I hate her. She knows what she wants? Perfume. I almost punched her right in her left tit.
What?
That's right, Jacob.
What a good gift.
If I end up killing Christine, you look at her left tit and there's a bruise on it, that's from me, Jacob.
Damn, dude.
When I bruise her left tit. Chanel. Your favorite dead titty. DanSoder.com.
BigJComedy.com.
Come see me in Providence. I'm assuming that's happening.
Yeah, New Year's, baby. Go hang out in Providence at Comedy Connection and CJ, BigJComedy.com for tickets.
The
BonfireMerch.com. Sweatshirts. We're figuring out the sizes. We're going to try to get bigger sizes for everybody.
Yeah, some talls.
We're figuring
some talls
it out.
In there. That's my jam.
Yeah, get some talls, dog.
And, follow us on social media. We love you guys.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.